In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that no one lights a lamp and conceals it with a vessel, but rather places it on a lampstand. We recall the words of our Lord when he said that he came to light a fire on earth, and how he wishes that it was blazing. That fire is to be ignited in the hearts of each and every one of us, and that is to be a fire of charity, a fire of the love of God and of the love of neighbor. And that is something then that cannot be hidden away. That's the struggle for all of us, is we tend to draw into ourselves. We tend to be very selfish. And again, that's just part and parcel of our society, the most self-centered society in the history of the world. And consequently, it has affected all of us. But that's precisely what we're supposed to be working against in our lives. We're supposed to be striving then to grow in charity, to truly love the Lord. And that's what he's talking about at the end of the gospel, which seems like such an unfair statement, that to anyone who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. You say, well, that's not fair. When we're talking about love, it's simply the way it works. Remember, love either increases or it decreases. It never, ever stays the same. So if you're not loving more today than you did yesterday, then you're loving less today than you did yesterday. So if we put it into that context, if there is a little bit of love that's there, and you're making the effort to use that love, that is to actually practice the charity toward God and toward others, that love is going to grow. What happens is that every time that we strive to open our hearts to be able to receive the love of God, and then to be able to allow that love out from our hearts to be able to love God and neighbor, then that capacity grows. We are able then to open our hearts more, so we can receive more, which means we can give more, which means we can open more to receive more, and it just keeps working that way. So those who have, more will be given. If you're actually trying to love, it's going to continue to grow. However, if we just have this little tiny bit of love that's in there, and either we're trying to preserve it, or we're just not even trying to do anything with it, because we're just being selfish, then the more selfish we become, the more closed our heart becomes. And the little bit of love that was there is going to be lost, because the selfishness simply pushes it out. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't reverse that we can't have a change of heart and get our act together and start loving. The capacity to love is always there. Remember, you are made in the image and likeness of God, and God is love. So therefore, you are made to love and to be loved. You are made to be transformed into love. So that capacity never ever goes away. But that's a choice that each one of us has to make. So even though it's part of our nature, we have to make a choice to use it, to exercise that charity. And we also then have to make a choice to be selfish on the other side of that. The choice is entirely ours. Now, the Lord came into the world and told us, the greatest commandments are love God and love your neighbor. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's what we're created to do. It's the only thing that's going to bring fulfillment to us. Our society says it's all about me. Look out for number one, more for me. It's all about me. Whatever I want, my pleasure, my enjoyment, my excitement, my, me, 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 I. Everything is about me in this society. And our hearts just keep closing and closing and closing and closing more and more and more. And you can see it all over the place. It is just tragic what is going on. And beyond the obvious, we just have to recognize that in all of that, there is no fulfillment. The more selfish we become, the more miserable we become. Because it cannot fulfill. In fact, it takes away what is supposed to be fulfilling us. And so there is no fulfillment. There is no real joy. There is no peace. It's just a tragedy. So if we even look at the first reading, the more selfish we become, the more we do exactly what Solomon tells us not to do. Because if we're going to be selfish, we're going to not give to others what is theirs. We're not going to give at once. We're going to plot against our neighbor. We're going to quarrel with people. We're going to envy the lawless. All these different things that he goes through and tells us not to do, that's because they're all selfish. And the more selfish we become, the more we're going to do the very things that we're not supposed to do. And the more miserable we're going to become, and the more miserable and selfish we become, the more we're going to do the things that we're not supposed to do, and become more miserable and more selfish. So if you want joy, if you want peace, if you want fulfillment, love. Open up the heart. I know for some of us that's going to take a crowbar to be able to do, but it's possible. The capacity is there. Even if we have slammed the door tight, it can still be open. As long as you're alive, you can grow in love. But that is a choice, a literal choice that each one of us must make. And it is a choice to go against everything that our society is telling us. It is a choice to say, I am going to do what God has told me to do. Because God only wants what's the best for me. God wants the fulfillment. God wants the peace and the joy and the charity in our hearts. That's where the fulfillment is going to be found. So that's the choice that each one of us has to make. And if we will do that, we will continue to grow. Because to those who have more, more will be given. And if we decide to shut it down, even the little bit we have, we're going to lose.